Though legal victories are rare, governments have been going after the paint and pigment industries for help in cleanup costs for lead paints that were banned decades ago. Ingesting lead paint chips or breathing in its dust can be a major health concern, especially for children. This month, the city of Milwaukee took former lead pigment maker NL Industries to court, seeking $53 million in cleanup reimbursement funds. But the jury said the Dallas-based company did not intentionally, unreasonably, or negligently engage in conduct that was a cause of the lead being a nuisance. NL's lawyer, Don Scott, says Milwaukee should never have targeted the company.
The city was actually demanding the use of lead paint on its own buildings from the 1890s until the 1960s, demanding our product by name in many instances. And so the idea that we were wrong in selling the product they were demanding over all that time just was a claim that never should have been brought.
Scott says he's not worried that the jurors ruled lead paint was a nuisance in the city between 1992 and 2006. He says Milwaukee should get back to zeroing in on landlords that are not removing or covering over lead paint on their properties. The city's lawyer, Richard Lewis, says the nuisance finding is important and an appeal of the liability ruling is possible. Lewis says Milwaukee remains concerned about lead.
We're going to continue to work on trying to protect kids from childhood lead paint poisoning. It's a serious problem.
There are still several personal injury cases involving lead paint pending in Wisconsin and around the U.S. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.